This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Y'all ready?
Say,
all right, let's go.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What have you learned about Bijan Robinson?
He's one of the most mature players I've ever dealt with this much hype and expectation.
They're going to throw it to Bijan out in space, and he made the first guy miss. He'll get to the five and score. Holy smokes.
Today's guests, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host, Chris Long. Plus, your phone calls, Overreaction Monday, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Chris Long. In hour number one, we try to hit on almost every game of week one, which is tough to do in about a 20-minute conversation, but we do impossible things on this program every single day, if you know mommy saying. And 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Phone lines are lit. I do believe we have one line open. We'll sneak everybody in. Our YouTube page is always white hot to the touch, so be careful when you go into that wormhole. We also appreciate our relationship with Roku, which turns two today. Happy anniversary to you, gents.
Hey, man.
We're greatly appreciative of our relationship with Roku and the Roku channel, which is free on all Roku devices, select Samsung Smart TV. It is free on Amazon Fire TV, free on the internet tubes at therokuchannel.com. And the channel resides on the Roku app, which is free to download. In other words, it doesn't cost you anything to watch us, which is great. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on this program. Chris Brockman is in his spot. Overreaction Monday is coming up in the middle of this hour. And then as soon as we're done, the podcast version, we'll record that and post it before tonight's Monday night game between the Bills and the Jets. DJ Mikey D, good to see you.
Morning, sir.
TJ, I started the show this way. You must be ecstatic. That's exactly what you want your team to look like in week one. I would say Cowboys, let's see, Niners, Browns, fan bases. Who else? A Dolphins fan base?
Or what?
That say, this is what I wanted my team to look out coming out.
Oh, I see.
Dolphins, sure.
Because Eagles fans can't say that's what Dolphins. I wanted my team to look like, right?
I mean, Dolphins offense looks like the best offense in the league.
Who else?
Falcons. We're probably happy.
Right? I don't know. Falcons,
it was touch and go there for a second.
Desmond Ritter looked
shaky.
Did not
look great.
There's no question about.
Looks like they maybe should have signed Jimmy G or something.
I don't know if you could say
just
that.
Saying they're happy they got a win.
I don't know if you could say that.
Bucks fans, for sure.
Bucks fans, but that was a nice surprise. Rams fans. Even they, I think we did have in the win-loss game, we had our friend, I believe, Wendy in Los Angeles. She had the Rams 11-6.
Which
is insane.
Which was insane.
Not so much.
Well, insane 3 days ago.
But even she had them losing to the Seahawks this weekend. The sunniest, rosiest, most glass half full view of the Rams as of 3 days ago. She didn't have the Rams winning this, and they won it 30-13. I'm telling you guys, that was every time I looked up in the second half of that game, Stafford was throwing to somebody who's not on your fantasy team.
Puka.
Kyron Williams scored twice. Cam Akers scored. They had it three on the ground and two receivers with 119 yards, 2-2 Atwell, and Puka Nacua. Talk about Nacua Matata. He had 119. Atwell had 119. And Cooper Kupp is standing in his pajamas on the sidelines out for the first four games. And the Seahawks, guys, 3 yards in the second half. I know it came out to be 12, but the last nine were garbage games over yards. They had 3 yards in the second half of the game. Three.
I don't know what happened.
The Rams. So Rams fans are like, that's what I don't think they even expected him to look that way. Here's another fan base that is sitting here saying, that's the team I wanted to see. I thought we could do it. Didn't know if we could do it. But here's another fan base. The Green Bay Packers fan base.
Well, they were playing the Bears, so they probably expected
it. The Green Bay Packers fan base could expect greatness against the Bears. And I know you're kind of having a little bit of fun because Rodgers, tonight's Jets starter,
there's a lot of truth in that.
Was talking about how he owned the Bears. And since 2019, since before Rodgers went on those back-to-back MVP seasons, since LaFleur arrived. Matt LaFleur arrived. They have not lost to the Bears, and once again, they beat them up. And they came out, and they made Justin Fields' day miserable, and Aaron Jones with a 127-yard from scrimmage day, a touchdown on the ground, a touchdown in the air, three touchdowns overall for Jordan Love, 38-20. They damn near put a 40 burger on the Bears in their first game without Aaron Rodgers on the roster. That right there just shows you, again, how good LaFleur is and how talented Jordan Love is. And I think we need to sit back and understand what is at stake in the NFC North if, in fact, the Packers are able to successfully turn the page from Rodgers to Love this year. This year. Not one of those, well, they'll be ups, they'll be downs, we got to deal with it. Honestly, this is his first week one start, and it's in Chicago, where Rodgers is famously belting himself. I own you, championship belt. Take a look at some other week one, first time week one starters who haven't been, I mean, this is start two, right, for Jordan Love in his career. He started one when Rodgers had
COVID. He started at Kansas City.
COVID. And then this, how did Desmond Ridder look?
Not great.
Okay. Let's choose another one right there. I mean, Geno Smith, how did he look? This is his second week one start. How did he look? How did Sam Howell look? That's his first career start. You got the rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, none of them were great either. Anthony Richardson had a nice all-around day, but in a loss.
Honestly, how did Burrow look?
Worst game of his career.
And the Bears are just no. And you could say, well, the Browns are better than the Bears, Rich. And I'm sorry to use that voice to paint with a broad brush.
No, that was necessary.
Okay.
Rich.
They are better than the Bears.
They looked really good. And they've got Atlanta next. The winner of that is 2-0. Mm. And you know who's after that for the Packers? The Lions.
Yeah, baby.
Who have Seattle next. Seattle best come in and do a little bit more than 3 yards and a half.
Man, if only someone in this room picked the Packers to win the division.
That would be you. I picked the Lions, and I'm kind of digging that pick,
too. You should
too.
Feel good about that, too. Yeah.
Who did you choose?
I'm just having fun.
TJ?
Lions.
Okay. You were in the boat together.
No, I'm sorry. I picked Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched that game a little bit. Jordan Rodgers kind of Jordan Love kind of looked like Aaron Rodgers back there, kind of like what Chris Long said. The way he moved, the way he did the quick arm release.
Good God.
I think Colts fans probably have a little bit of, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Joy,
that's not a bad one to choose
also.
That
game was way closer than the 10-point.
Well, there was also a weird defensive touchdown the Colts scored. DeForest Buckner taking a loose ball that was jarred loose by a Jaguar receiver who picked up a ball that had hit the turf that I assume the receiver did not know was an empty-handed ball from Trevor Lawrence. It was ruled an empty handball in the air that bounced up, and the receiver grabs it. Technically, it's a live ball when he's just standing there. Colts defender slaps it out, ball's loose. DeForest Buckner just picks it up and runs it in for a touchdown. And after further review, they decided the receiver didn't know the ball was technically live, hadn't technically given himself up. It was a weird, weird play. But maybe do Jaguar fans go, okay, that's the team we wanted. Calvin Ridley, we knew he would be good. Hey, division wins on the road do not need to be pretty. End of story.
And it wasn't. I mean, they came back in that game. Indy was winning 2017 at one point.
Well, again, I just gave you a fluke. And Richardson scored, but there was at the end of the game.
When he took a big hit. Like, what are we doing?
But he's a rookie who's I mean, trust me, I've stood next to him. I can understand him feeling I'm indestructible at his age, his size.
Yeah.
But he you know, Gardner Minshew finished the game for the Colts.
Yeah.
So I guess both fan bases can sit there and say that about
Trevor
themselves.
Trevor Lawrence, I believe, as they, you know, met up after the game, from what I understand, yeah, told him to, you know, do a little bit better, protect yourself.
Yeah, cut that out. Knock it off, bro.
Speaking of fans who did not like their team's performances, Alan Dallas is here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Albert?
Good morning, Richard. Obviously, before I start with this day, we always have to keep things in perspective.
Yes, sir.
So, Hesh, you know, never forget, obviously. And I'm headed there tomorrow to see all my crew back in the East. So that being said.
Yes, sir. Well done.
I have no idea who those three guys in the middle of the offensive line are. But the Sayreville, the Sayreville Bombers could have did a better job of playing offensive line than those three Jamokes. Cannot believe what I saw. That was a disgrace on all levels that could put this team. What did I predict their record? I mean, could you backtrack any faster? That is an abomination. Dallas Cowboys are good. That's not the doomsday defense, okay? They're good. They couldn't throw a pass. They had minus 19 yards passing in the first quarter. The only good thing that came out of yesterday's game is that I flipped it off at halftime, put on HBO, watch Winning Time, and heard my man on get a little voice cameo, and that was the best part of the entire evening.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Al, to be very honest with you. and I appreciate it. But Evan Neal had a rough night too, man. That's the problem too. Evan Neal had a really rough night on the right side of that offensive line. Maybe, and thanks for the call, and I'm sorry, Al. Maybe he could have pulled a Juwan Taylor. Anybody who's taking on that guy's lion, Micah Parsons, needs to. Hey, if the officials in Kansas City on Thursday night are letting somebody jump the snap and line up offsides,
right,
maybe you should give that a try at least once against Micah Parsons.
just try it,
right?
The problem is the Cowboys also have DeMarcus Lawrence lining up in the inside. On occasion, and that's when those three, what do you say, Jamokes? Great use of Jamokes.
Jamokes.
That's the problem. Oh, and do they have people to play on the back end, like with their Diggs? We'll see another Diggs tonight. Is Stephon Gilmore on that team?
Yeah,
oh, yes, he is.
He's still really good.
Yeah.
I mean, and it somehow flew under the radar all offseason.
And it's too bad they just don't have a coordinator who knows how to deploy them. Hold on a minute.
Also, shout out if you had the Dallas D in fantasy last night.
Man, we did.
39 points.
Hey, 43 in my league. Yes.
Got me the win.
Wow.
My neighbors must have been wondered, like, his apartment is usually so quiet. What is all the screaming right now?
Don't worry, in January it'll be, DJ.
Shut up, Mike.
Speaking of another individual who might be off. All right, Nick in Corona.
Uh-oh, Nick.
You're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, Nick. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks.
Well, your Broncos can afford to only lose one more game, and you got to win 15 more for having your preseason win-loss 15-2 record. Correct.
Yes. Scratch all that. Can we just fire the whole coaching staff?
Yes!
No!
Yes! No!
Nick, my man! Come on, Nick. Sean Payton going onside to start the season is a way to say, I'm here. I'm now here. Hello.
I like that.
My name's Sean. Hello, my name is Sean. That's a way to do that, you know?
It was good if he didn't get a penalty. Obviously, the ball's got to go one more extra yard. But how about the kicker? You missed two field goals. Can we bring McManus back? I mean, what are we doing here?
That's just a one game. I can't blame for the kick.
Well,
kicker. You know, I mean, kicker is going to be fine. You can blame that on the kicker. Personally, I think you just what was missing yesterday, and it, you know, Jerry Jeudy will help. Explosive plays. I mean, did you see? Let me get this number right. I believe it was 125 yards passing for Russell Wilson in the first half of the game in Denver. 17 of 19. He connected on 17 passes for 120-something yards. So they're not threatening down the field, which makes it tough to run the ball, too. They need to take the top of the defense off. They may not have somebody to do that. But I thought Russ – don't you think, Chris and TJ, don't you think Russ looked better? I mean, he looked
– well, anything is better than last year. When you look at last year's lens.
I honestly thought –
if I may.
Yes.
If I may.
Yes.
I was on the Dan Patrick show last year on the Broncos performance.
Okay.
And had a shirt made that said, run, run, pass, incomplete punt. And I will tell you, that was their season last year.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday was a big improvement. But you can't lose to a division opponent at home week one.
Well, but Sean Payton knows that better than most, and I appreciate the call, Nick. Call back.
He
wants Sean Payton fired.
Well, that's a little extreme, and if coming from someone who likes to fire people after week one.
Yeah.
Russ looked better than Jimmy Garoppolo, I thought. Jimmy Garoppolo had a couple turnovers. Russ was moving the ball.
It was
some red zone touchdown passes. Those were nice.
It was a weird game. And then there's the game that happened in Los Angeles. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to talk about that this hour. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And my top five performances of the week is tomorrow. Later on in this show, I've got my top five, because we got to leave it open for tonight. I imagine there's a possibility of big-time performances tonight. I've got my top five pleasant surprises of week number one and phone calls. But when we come back, the centerpiece of our Monday program, Overreaction Monday, and more of your calls at 844-204-RICH.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios' Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
What's going on over there? What do I need to know?
Nothing.
Mike's talking about how he could have went to the game and got some selfies.
What game?
At SoFi.
Chargers. My buddy mixed the Chargers game, and I was going to go and visit him.
So. What, in a truck?
Yeah, I would have gone.
Then you would have gone in?
Rich, what do you think? Come on. I'm a field guy. You know
I'm a field guy.
I got to go in.
Like, you're amazing. You are just.
I love football. I love watching football.
You're one of the most special people I've ever met.
I agree.
Back, I don't even know if that's a compliment, really.
TJ, Monday Night Football, Dallas at the Chargers.
Oh,
when is that?
Oh, he's got to go.
TJ, Week 6.
He ain't going.
Oh, baby, let's go.
Let's go.
We're going to that game.
We're go.
I'm going to call my Uncle Jerry, my Uncle Mike, maybe my Uncle Coach Prime.
We're going to that game.
Let's go.
Hold on a second.
Call some of my uncles.
Hold on a minute.
My cousin Micah.
What about your Uncle
Dion doesn't come here. Oh, Dion comes here for UCLA. When does Dion come here?
October 28th.
Me and Brian already talked.
We've already talked about this.
And he's invited us already. About going. He's invited us.
Look, not only Prime has invited us before to go to this game.
Okay.
Also, Martin Jarmond, UCLA AD, has invited us.
Yes.
But that's tough because we're obviously going to be rooting for Colorado.
Yeah. Prime's already got a Colorado.
So, yeah, let's call.
With all due respect.
Yeah. With all due respect, we love UCLA.
We're going to call up our friend, the athletic director of UCLA,
passes.
Who's been here a couple times.
And then
Martin Jarmond, say, hey, Martin.
Hey, we need field passes.
I'd like to come to the game.
Yep.
Plus
probably like five.
Plus five
maybe,
or six.
Like
you know, I think my kids might want to go.
Right.
Here's the thing. We're going to be arriving by Buffalo. Is that okay if we ride a Buffalo?
Literally into the Rose Bowl.
I mean, we might as well just do that. That's the way to indicate.
I know.
When we get those right off the passes, bat. We're going to be on the other side.
We're
going to
be on the other sideline with Irvin and Sapp.
Is that all right?
Is it cool?
Is that good? Can we have parking passes for my Buffalo?
I mean, it sounds disrespectful when you say it out loud.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger.
That's tough.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. for those who are listening, we were just saying off camera, like, hey, when Dion visits with Colorado to UCLA, Susie's already like, we got to go. We'll take the kids. It's a Saturday.
Oh, you got
to
go.
October 20-something or other. 28th, is that what it is?
October 28th. Okay, great. 28th, yeah.
And we'll go. And we'll get,
Rich.
So I got to take my actual flesh and blood family.
Children. Yeah. And work family.
And my work family.
Yeah, the jabronis.
I think Dion can hook us all up, right? But we can't go through UCLA, who's been kind enough to say, anytime you want to come to a game.
I know. We have to go to another one and root for them really hard.
And then next year when Michigan comes, do you mind if I come?
I mean, by the way, Rich,
do you want to see us against Oregon State? Listen, I got stuff to do.
Rich, there's never been a former Rich Eisen Show Sunday guest host who's currently a head coach in any sport. That's why we got to go. Yeah, sometimes like, prime
you know
sits
what we
in
did?
Your chair.
We should put this out again because I think, I forget what year it was when Dion guest hosted. And when there's a guest host in the chair, and usually a celebrity guest is not that into coming in, and it's got nothing to do with me. It's just got to do with, you know, the show. Morgan Freeman was here and said, yeah, okay, I'll still come. Deion Sanders interviewed Morgan Freeman on this program. Deion in this chair, Morgan Freeman in that chair. That happened.
Hold on, let me get the date on that.
It was unbelievable.
Deion interviewed Morgan Freeman on this show, in this set.
I was here.
I wasn't. I guess these are all the points we're trying to make.
So that was November 2nd, 2018.
Wow.
Dion guest hosted and Morgan Freeman was here.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That Brock, awesome. Talk about icons.
Was that the day you tried to make him pick a...
No, that was...
No, nah, that was before.
Sort of icons sitting together. Man.
That's right. Richard.
Benton in Vancouver, Canada. What's up, Benton? What's going on?
Hey, wow. Can't believe I'm actually on. Rich, hey, Chris, TJ.
What's up,
Mike?
Brother?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, Ben.
Thanks for calling, bro.
I've been a fan since the early podcast days, so this is pretty surreal right now.
Wow.
International shout-out.
That we used to do those international shout-outs.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Great.
All right. So I've got an overreaction Monday for you.
Oh.
But, Chris, maybe you can help me word this bit better. So over the weekend and on Thursday, we had four inter-conference battles, and the NFC won all four.
Right.
And over the summer, everyone was saying how the AFC was way better than the NFC.
How about it?
So I guess the overreaction would be the NFC is way better than the AFC.
That's not a bad one.
I'll play the part of Rich here. Not an overreaction. I think the three best teams in the NFL right now are all in the NFC.
Dallas,
San Francisco, Philadelphia. I think they're better than any AFC team. Obviously, need to see Buffalo and the Jets tonight.
Yeah, let's
maybe one hold, maybe
let's
one of them
the
can establish
here.
Themselves. But you know, you look at the way Kansas City looked last Thursday
in the North. The Dolphins, don't forget them, pal.
They did give up 34 points.
It doesn't matter if you put up 36.
I understand. I want to see the defense play a little bit better. I know
you got to think too. It's about the team, right? Everyone was overhyped because it's a quarterback-driven league. We all know that, but it's about the team. The team wins the game, and the NFC I think just has way better teams across the board. Even though AFC's got the better quarterbacks.
1 week, not an overreaction.
By the way, how about Benton? That's not a bad one, right there.
Well
huh?
done.
Well done, Benton.
Well done, Benton.
Thank you, an original Rich Eisen podcast listener. Now the Rich Eisen podcast is available all 3 hours every day, where all podcasts can be acquired.
Throw out a quick poll, Rich, before we get to Overreaction Monday.
Yes, sir.
Who should panic the most after week one? Panic. Bengals, Steelers, Giants, Seahawks. At Rich Eisen
That's
Show.
That's a good one, Chris.
On Twitter.
Let's answer that one later. What is it? Bengals, Steelers,
Giants, Seahawks.
All right, I know which one I would choose.
Who should be panicking the most?
I knew exactly which one I would choose. Enough.
I know who's not panicked.
You, pal.
Cowboys.
Dude, you should see. Now you're talking with your chest right there.
We're on the week two, guys. We're on the week two.
Jets are coming in next, pal.
Okay.
I mean, that offensive line.
I'd be worried
better
if
not
I were
stay
you
tonight.
After what,
yeah,
what,
exactly.
What you I saw last week.
Seven sacks last night. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Can I redo my record prediction after last night?
Yes.
17-0,
yes, tomorrow.
Man.
16-1. Excuse me. Tomorrow, are doing that. Yes.
Why?
Yes. Yes. Because we can and we will.
Well, here's the deal. I'm just going to say something stupid like 16-1. So why even, I'll keep it 11-6.
No. This is a perfect example of fandom and how it plays out. That's why we exist every day, to talk to fans, be fans ourselves. I love that idea.
Okay.
You didn't think I'd bite on that.
I did not.
And I am swallowing it up. Damn. On tomorrow's show, redo. Maybe I'll do that, and you should do that tomorrow, too.
Mine will stay the same. I feel good, actually. Patriots outplayed the Eagles, let's be honest. Couple mistakes, and that's a different game.
Not the first quarter was... Oh, dude, can we talk about this fully, or we can't talk about this fully?
Pouring down rain, the ball slipped out of his hand, and he threw it high, and it went up the receiver's hands.
We played him pouring rain.
No, no, no.
He then they can't tackle, and he goes 70 yards. And then Zeke fumbles. They gifted him 13 points.
You texted the group.
Hold on. Quick math.
He did.
25 minus 13 is 12. The Patriots scored 20. That's 20-12. Jalen Hurts was running for his life. The Patriots defense swallowed that offense up.
The Patriots defense is similar to the Saints defense in the fact that they're always top five. They might not be top five statistically or consistently, but they're always going to keep their team in the game.
Judon,
always.
Problem. Kean White, problem.
Do you understand why I called him Harvey Dent in the text chain yesterday?
Yes. And
Quan Bentley, problem.
And they also, they wiped Dallas Goedert off. They clearly thought to themselves, take one away.
We're not getting beat down the middle of the field.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't have a
and
catch,
so did. And so they did their usual great job.
A couple of plays with third down early hold. 2-point conversion hold.
I
just some
totally
dumb,
give
dumb
you
shot
that.
Themselves in the foot.
Chris, I totally give you that. Same guy. Quote, can't wait. What time was this?
At 2:03 p.m.
Yes. Which is.
That's what I'm saying. Harvey
and again, this is a 125
kick.
Kick Pacific. So this is 5:03 p.m. local time in Foxborough.
2:03.
Can't wait until the Pats draft Caleb Williams first overall and Lincoln Riley as the head coach.
Exactly.
Says Chris Brockman. Then again, fandom. You are redoing your win-loss record game tomorrow.
I think I tweeted that out, too.
Did you tweet it out, too?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fandom. And now you're like, I actually like what I saw.
You have to follow up.
I actually like what I saw.
You have to follow up with the text that came 48 minutes after that one.
He's like, girl, I actually like what I saw.
Which was, Quick Game is back.
Oh, Quick Game's back. Oh, yeah, in all caps. Oh, yeah.
Pat's D is low-key balling.
By the way, not wrong about
not
no,
wrong
both
with the Quick
them.
Game is back.
Kendrick Bourne looked terrific, pal. Kendrick
Bourne. Response was
by
that
the way,
was then, this is now.
You know, Kendrick Bourne should be a waiver wire pickup of the first variety if you need a receiver.
Guess who's fourth in the league in passing yards? You guys can all, you know.
No.
I got two words for you.
Which is
Matt
what?
Jones?
0-1? 0-1. Those are your two
Chuck
words.
It.
0-1.
Jones?
That's three words.
0-1.
I got three words
exactly.
for you. 0-1.
That is three.
Same.
Which my team could be by the end of tonight going into Dallas. Oh, my God. No, seriously. This is fandom. This is fandom.
Oh, for sure.
By the
way, we're playing Sunday night against Miami.
Oh,
it could
I
be
mean,
insane.
You guys,
you know,
this is
we both could be 0-2. Oh,
you better go against my best buddy Josh Allen. You know, we're
that's right.
Man. You and Josh
he
Allen
called
like,
you
man.
Out by name.
By name, me and him is like
is TJ
son.
There.
There you go. That's my guy.
Says Josh Allen. Says JA.
By the way, I tweeted out. Yeah. Don't care if it's not halftime yet. Ready to just tank for Caleb Williams and maybe Lincoln Riley. This is pathetic.
This is what's called a perfect entree and setup to this edition of Overreaction Monday, presented by T-Mobile. Hit it.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's the end of the world.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, you have the floor, sir.
Look at us with a sponsor. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, sir?
Everybody good?
Yep. Yeah.
How was Sunday for you? Was it awesome?
It was long and it was delightful.
Yep.
Well done.
I agree.
Well done. All right. Here we go. Maybe week one wouldn't be so sloppy if guys actually played in the preseason. Can we get preseason football back?
Oh, God.
Where guys are actually playing and warming up. I don't want week one where Cincinnati has 3 points and Ryan Tannehill stinks. And you know what I'm talking about? Some of the games were really bad yesterday, and I think that's a byproduct of teams not playing guys in the preseason. Play stars in the preseason.
Why
Let's
are you
go.
Looking in the past? Can we look forward? Let's look forward. past is the past.
I want a better product week one.
Okay.
I don't want 14 unders.
So then what happened?
I don't want road teams winning. I want teams to play their guys
what
and
happened
win games.
What happened up the road? 36-34. What happened there?
The one game out of 15 that's that was really good?
So that's not just the one game out of the...
How many really good games were there yesterday?
Well, it's certainly got to throw Sunday night out. Thursday night was pretty good. Lions and the Chiefs.
Wasn't well played, though.
I don't think it has anything to do with the preseason. I'll say that's an overreaction. And I'm not calling for anything with preseason football. Who cares? Honestly, what's better is that they're healthy. I'd rather see them healthy week one than banged up because of some stupid stuff in a game that doesn't count.
So you're prepared for bad football weeks one, two, three, maybe, than guys
happened.
Playing in the preseason?
How about let's see what happens tonight? Because Rodgers played his first preseason action since 2018, and Josh Allen played. Josh Allen was doing crazy things.
So
like
tonight might be a well-played game, though.
All right, then let's revisit.
Most of the games were.
Just say, Chris, I want the rest of your overreactions looking forward while looking just only to yesterday.
All right, well,
August is gone. Well, I don't want to see it anymore.
Real quick, and this is for TJ.
Yes.
I want to look back 28 years real quick.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is the Cowboys' best chance to win a Super Bowl since 1995.
I can't call that. That's an overreaction from last night. I liked what I saw, and I just think that the Cowboys, it's one of those things where, you know, it was an alpha dog situation, and they destroyed them. I like teams that just destroy teams and just impose their will and leave the opponent in a ball, in a fetal position, wondering about their futures and calling for their mama.
With the little black pellets all over Daniel Jones's face.
That's the image I want to, yes, that's the image I want to convey. And the Cowboys did it. And in all three phases. So...
Or since we haven't won a Super Bowl since 95, I think the answer is obvious.
Well, but no, also talking about past
best chance.
Seasons.
I mean, you've had other good teams, but this is the best chance, man. This is it. It's now or never.
It's too early. It's just still too early. It's an overreaction. There's just too much to go. There's injuries that can happen. I've seen teams that go 10-1 and then fall completely apart. They look super, but I can't sit here and say it's their best chance when the Niners could be standing in their way. And let's see what the Eagles look like and see what other teams that can possibly coalesce. What else, Chris?
Chris, you said the best entire chance, AFC. Is this the best team?
Or best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
AFC looks a little weak right now after
just
week one.
Stop. Yeah. What's next?
It's too early.
Hear me out on this.
Yes,
just hear me out. Both of these guys won a Super Bowl very recently. However,
yes.
Sunday was the best win of Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford's careers.
I will not say it's the best win of their careers.
It is the best. Rich, hear me out. It's the best. Sean McVay must have been looking around before this offseason being like, I should have went to TV. I should have took the TV money. Mm. I got a baby coming. I could have been staying at home with my new baby. I got a roster of 800 rookies. I don't know any of their names. Matt Stafford is like, these kids are in their phones the whole time. I don't relate to anybody. Everyone thinks I suck now. My arm doesn't even work.
I got it. I see what you're saying.
The best. They go and race.
No. No.
Seattle in the second half yesterday?
I get what you're saying.
I think you need convincing.
I don't need convincing because
I'm laying it on
you
thick.
You cannot call anything other than a Super Bowl victory the best win. Now, if you use the word satisfying win, I would maybe buy that. Satisfying, where everybody thinks you are out and nobody sees you coming and you know you are equipped to do it. Roster, mind, heart, coaching. You might say, because I don't know, hey, how satisfied are you on a Super Bowl night? Incredibly satisfied, but you don't call it satisfying. You're like, this is spectacular.
Right.
But you're making a case. That was amazing.
It was amazing.
I know. But Mike, I'll just say it's an overreaction. Mike, I won a Super Bowl, for crying out loud.
You know how much money we made yesterday?
Well, yeah,
you know how much our tickets are worth now? Oh, my goodness.
What's next?
You know, it was also awesome. I mean, watching the Dolphins offense yesterday, Tua and Tyreek, they're the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the NFL. And they are both going to break records this year. Tua's going to set the passing yard record. Tyreek Hill, 2,000 plus, no doubt.
Not an overreaction. Derwin James and J.C. Jackson were back there. Bosa and Khalil Mack were up front. He's missing his left tackle, and they did that. And Waddle was just a few yards shy of 100 yards himself.
It was awesome.
Fourth best passing yards mark in the history of Week 1 football. Third best receiving yards mark in the history of Week 1 football. Not an overreaction, because if they did it on the road against a defense that is equipped, look out. Honestly, I can't wait. What a perfect time for Dolphins at Patriots for Bill to have this on tape to figure
out.
My
goodness.
What a perfect time. It's going to be a clinic. Either way, both ways, it's going to be awesome. I'll say that's not an overreaction at all.
Yeah, 10 years ago, Peyton Manning, 5,477. That's going down.
What else, sir?
You know what? I was watching some of the Bucs-Vikings game.
Good. So was I.
This is the beginning of the end for Kirk Cousins in Minnesota.
That's ridiculous.
Vikings missing the playoffs.
That's insane.
They stink.
Get out of here.
Justin Jefferson, we might be talking about October trade request.
That's a total... You can't even keep a straight face saying that for the radio audience. Okay. No. That's an overreaction.
Did you see the only image you need to see from that game? Justin Jefferson, late in the fourth quarter, sitting on the bench.
Singing.
Looking like, I want to be anywhere but right here, right now. Reverse Marv Levy. I want to be nowhere but here, right now.
Overreaction. What a big game, though, in Philadelphia to kick off week number two on Thursday night. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Primetime game. You know what happens in those.
I know. And that's where Minnesota got spanked last year.
Spank-a-lanka.
And they still survived and moved on. They were 1-1 last year. They could be 0-2 this year. Minnesota after that. Home for the Chargers at Carolina. Home for the Chiefs at the Bears. Home for San Francisco on a Monday night at Green Bay. Wow. It's a rough road. But I'll just say, I'm not going to sit here and say week one's an indication there. I'll move on and say that's an overreaction. What else, Chris?
All right.
I rule on that.
I don't know. I will see.
Okay.
Colorado, Buffaloes.
Yes.
We like them.
Yes.
They're going to have more wins than the Broncos this year. Nick and Corona, I'm sorry, buddy. 15-2. What are we doing? Colorado, more wins than the Denver Broncos.
Oh, my gosh. So you went the other day saying you still need to see something for Colorado to be bowl worthy, which is, by the way, six. You're past that then, right?
We've moved on. And that was then, this is now. Colorado.
So Colorado, seven wins. I'll say that's not an overreaction.
More than the Broncos.
I'll say that's not an overreaction. I'm not saying they will, but I can't sit here and say that that's preposterous. Yeah, I'll go that way. So Deion has more wins in Boulder
than
Sean Payton does down the road in Denver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fact.
That's possible. Certainly since Deion's up two to nothing right now.
He's got a two-game head start.
He spotted him, too. It's kind of like me back in the day with Deion. He's Leon Sandcastle with the running backwards, getting a five-yard head start on me. I'm getting a five-yard head start on him, and he still ran through me.
Gets like five more games.
On a 40-yard dash simulcam.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of like that. I'm so excited for him. 2-0, man.
Soon to be 3-0.
It's going
to
be 3-0. Yeah. Going into the Oregon. Even if they split Oregon versus USC at 4-1.
I mean.
They split. Him versus USC in Colorado.
Eugene is so hard.
How about this one? How about this one? That. Hold on a minute. Him versus USC will be a more watched football game than what?
You're trying to think of a...
I don't know what the late window on Fox is going to be or CBS that Sunday, because that's one of the biggest TV audiences there is. Would it beat Monday Night Football that week? What's week five Monday Night Football?
Oh, if he goes in...
Week five Monday Night Football is Green Bay at Vegas. That's two highly popular teams.
That's hard to beat.
This is how. So basically, nothing.
If both teams are 4-0.
At this point, Nothing you say about Deion in Colorado is an overreaction.
Exactly.
Okay? At this point.
Shador let's just leave it at 8,000 yards this year.
Let's leave it
900 yards.
Let's leave it at that and see if you've got one more.
All right, last one. Last one. The college football.
Okay.
No conference is going to have more than one team in the college football playoff. And I'm going to call my shot. Georgia, Texas, USC, and then whoever comes out of
the Big Ten.
Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State.
So you're relying on the fact that Texas technically isn't in the same conference as the SEC, right?
Texas is the Big 12.
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
USC's in the Pac-12.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm just saying.
I think you're right.
Yeah, Alabama's not going to sneak in some way.
Hey,
like,
and this is the
Big
crazy,
Ten's not going to get two.
This is the nutty part of it. Okay, this is the nutty part of it. Is that we say this with a complete straight face, and it is not an overreaction that a Pac-12 team is going to make it because they are that good.
Oh, yeah.
And they're that, by the way, interesting that enough people on the East Coast and Southeast Corridor where Deion hails from will be watching their games, which is why if in any way, shape, or form, you could come up with an overreaction subject that if Deion started coaching Colorado last year, he'd have saved the Pac-12.
Yep.
That's not an overreaction either. So, yeah, you're spot on because the Pac-12 can get a spot, whereas last year everyone's like, really? Oh, who'd you play out there? Now it's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. You're battle-tested.
Right.
What? Just in time for them to be the Pac-2.
Just for the time to go poof.
Think about it.
That's pretty wild.
Nuts. And that's Overreaction Monday, presented by T-Mobile. Take charge of your phone upgrades with T-Mobile and never miss a moment this season, thanks to America's largest and fastest 5G network, T-Mobile. Take a break. More of your phone calls coming up next on The Rich Eisen Show. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of The Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
What's the most pissed off you made Nick Saban ever?
Oh, when I took the sack, second and 26 in a national championship.
Game. Yeah. You mean the one that you immediately made up for with an amazing play that puts you on the map?
Yeah,
That sack?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the sack.
So walk me through how that, what he said to you, if you can, in a certain way on a live radio, TV broadcast.
I mean, I could only see it on camera, you know, how mad he was. That was probably the most pissed off, though, I think he's ever been at me. He was squeezing his headset so hard. And then, you know, like, it was hard because the emotion was, like, so mad to so happy, you know, so fast for him. And, you know, we got into the locker room when everything settled down. I mean, he was still the same coach, you know.
Yeah.
He pulled me to the side. Like, what were you thinking, you know?
So
like taking
after
the sack.
After you won the game,
mm-hmm.
and you picking confetti out of your hair, he still took a moment moment to revisit that sack.
Yeah. Being who he is, I mean, you know, he pulled me to the side. And he said, you know, well, why did you take the sack?
Right.
You know, and I thought it was a good time to joke with him, you know. So we won the national championship. So I told him, well, you know, we needed more room to throw the ball, coach. You know, and, like, he looked at me, and, like, I was laughing. He's like, that's not funny. I didn't know what else to do in that situation. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, coach. So I shook his hand, and he just moved on. I was like, oh. Like, oh, man.
That's amazing.
I love that story.
Yeah.
That made my favorite story of the whole week. So you just figured, yeah, hey.
I was like, yeah, oh,
we
maybe.
Just won it?
Yeah. Thought it was a good time to joke, but it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah, nope. It's never a good time, I guess, in that respect. Ah, yes, indeed. Fun times on the Rich Eisen Show back in the day. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take some phone calls here. Jeremiah in Mississippi's holding on the longest. Let's end his hold right now. What's up, Jeremiah?
I got to say, it's good to know that Aaron Rodgers passed on ownership to Jordan Love. That's all I can say. It was a spectacular game from top to bottom. You know, and they put up almost 40 without arguably their best wide receiver. So just sit and marinate on that for a second. They could have put up 50 if they really wanted to, Christian Watson.
I hear you, and I'll make this about me since you called into the show. Sorry, Jeremiah. I thought the Packers were winning this game, and then I go to work yesterday, and I'm sitting on the game day morning set, and I hear Mooch talking about the young receivers. Watson's out. Dobbs is the only one who's kind of a veteran. The rest of them don't really know what they don't know. It's Love's first start. It's in Chicago. Chicago has all these players. Irv says the same. Kurt says the same. And our new analyst on the set, Gerald McCoy, was saying the same thing too. And I get an option right before the commercial. They're handing me the Lone Wolf lid. They're like, "You're gonna Lone Wolf," and I'm like, "Really? Huh." I'm like, all right, I trust these guys. I'm going to switch it to the Bears. And now I'm an idiot.
Yeah, someone just tweeted us the screen grab of all five of you picking the Bears.
I'm an idiot. I shouldn't say that in a microphone. That can get memed. But bottom line is I – and how many times – and thanks for the call, Jeremiah. I appreciate it. How many times over the summer did I say, this guy's for real? Why didn't I buy it? I didn't buy my own – takes.
I bought it, Rich. I drafted them twice, thanks to you. So I appreciate you.
And then the defense. The defense was all like Justin Fields didn't do any Justin Fields things at all. At all. So I guess if teams are like, if Chase Claypool's not doing it and they're, you know, DJ Moore is going to be swarmed. I'm just wondering again, if the Bears, just put this up on the screen. Can you give me the Chicago Bears schedule? Here's a thought for you. I'm putting two and two together.
Top five pick again?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because.
Hold on.
Because they could use Marvin Harrison.
Hold on.
True not.
Just hear me out. At Tampa, that ain't easy.
Nope.
At Kansas City?
Nope.
Home for Denver, yeah. At Washington, honestly, I'm just saying, let's give them a win out of the next three. Okay. I don't know where it's going to be.
Okay,
maybe probably not Kansas City. Could be home against Denver. Could be at Tampa next week where all of a sudden, you know, the narratives, as you know, flip from week to week. Let's just put them 1-3 through 4 weeks. Do they go ahead, get the phone, call Chris Ballard and make a deal for Jonathan Taylor? Because I'll tell you what was missing yesterday.
Good one.
That hit you in the mouth. Let's bring somebody to Big Ten country. And I know the Packers were interested. Do you think, you know how some of the deals that you don't make are some of the best that you don't do?
Well, what if they're 0-4?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, yeah.
What, are you going to take carries away from him? A.J. Dillon is somebody you could roll downhill, and I understand that you need more. More is better than less when you're talking running backs and you're talking about players that your fan base adores from Wisconsin. I'm just wondering if that's just something to put out there. You're 1-3. Khalil Herbert might not be it. I know they have Foreman. I know that kid, Rashawn Johnson, did bowl some people over. Or maybe you give him a shot.
He looked good in the preseason.
I know. Maybe you give him a shot more.
What if they're 0-5, then what?
Well, then.
You think about Marvin Harrison? You getting his locker ready for next year?
If they're first overall on the clock, and part of the reason is because they feel Justin Fields just ain't it.
Not first, but what if they're third or fourth?
Okay. And then, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Then you sit there and you're just welcoming.
Hey, Marvin, come on over.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, Air McCaskey can fly into Columbus to come get you. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Just throwing it all out there. I don't know what sticks, but there, you know.
Didn't look
that
good.
Had to be, when you lose week one in disappointing fashion, and you lose week one in disappointing fashion at home to a division rival that has been owning
to
you,
the team you hate
it is
the
particularly
most.
Disappointing. Just ask a Giants fan right now. That is really a tough pill to swallow. But if you beat one at home, like you're a Browns fan, I mean, that was a festival. On top of the elf.
Miracle.
On top of the elf yesterday. It was an Elfapalooza.
I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, that was... I didn't hear the comment. I just saw the graphic of someone had quoted it. That made me
laugh.
We'll
talk more about it in hour number three. But, I mean, Myles Garrett ended the game. The Grim Reaper brought his sickle to Joe Burrow yesterday, pal. Wow. Again.
Nobody saw that coming.
1-5, though, now. Joe Burrow can't beat the Browns.
Can't do it.
He's never beaten him in Cleveland, either.
Remember the Halloween last year?
I do. That was the last time Burrow lost until the AFC Championship game. So let's just all remember that right now. Let's all remember that.
Remember it.
Right now.
Down, take a picture.
Cincinnati's next up home for Baltimore, who lost J.K. Dobbins for the season. Talk about a Buckeye that I root for.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
that kid is just like a knee here, Achilles there. What a gut punch. Ronnie Stanley's hurt again, but they keep ticking. Did you see Odell got a couple of pass interference penalties?
No.
His way?
Zay Flowers
looked good.
Looked great.
I know. Bengals, Ravens, talk about week two. This season's exciting. I'm excited about it. Hour three coming up. It's all about us and our phone calls at 844-204-RICH. You know? Say it again, TJ.
I got an interesting stat I saw yesterday.
What's that?
No team in the history of the NFL has ever lost 40-0 or worse, lost the sack battle 7-0 or worse, lost the turnover battle 3-0 or worse, had a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, and threw a pick six. In the same season in the history of the NFL. No one said this in the season.
In the same game.
That has a quarterback who's
in one game.
That has a quarterback whose name spelled backwards is CAD. It is a very specific stat.
Very specific.
I wonder
what a wipeout. What a total, complete erasure of a National Football League team in the biggest audience the NFL could afford a game. On a Sunday night.
I'm just saying, you could have paid him $30 million and gotten some offensive linemen. That's all I'm saying.
That is a very, very valid point, Chris.
$28 million, give him some offensive linemen.
Also, if you're the Giants, Rich, I guess you do that thing they say where you take the tape and you bury it or you burn it and you move on and forget about it. They're not that bad.
The Giants?
They can't be that bad.
Look at you. They're so magnanimous.
There's a reason their win total was only 7.5.
Let me, dude, that was very sweet. That was the sugar after the medicine of, let me read this stat about how badly my team kicked the Giants' ass last night. I have it all here.
Just
say it with your chest.
The glory.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.